want the envelope?
There. You take it. It's all yours. You kill all three of them for nothing. You greenhorn, you blockheaded jackass, you nincompoop.
You've absconded.
I have absconded. See, we're live now, and it threw everything up because the first word that everyone's going to hear is absconded. So there's
a way. It's a good word.
There's your GRE word for the day, everybody. Absconded.
To have run away with, or to take off from, right?
Sounds about right to me. I like it.
To flee with.
To flee with. To flee with.
Well, I remember, weird reference here, but on the front page of the newspaper when Harvey Dent and Homegirl went to see the ballet, that the ballet wasn't there because it said that billionaire, meaning the tool bag Bruce Wayne, had absconded with the sultry Russian actresses. So
if you say it's to flee with, I say to leave forthwith. That's my, I don't know.
You, sir, you are a beautiful bard. You sing beautifully.
Well, thank you. Actually, I do sing, believe it or not.
Everybody, yeah, you sound like John Mayer.
Do I?
I don't know whether to congratulate you or not.
I don't know how to take that. Well, I mean, he's far more successful in music than I am, so.
Financially successful, sure.
Yes. Well.
There's a distinction to be made there.
I was going
to
say, that is all relative, isn't it?
Yeah, because Amy Winehouse and Kurt Cobain aren't with us. Are they?
Yeah, that's very true.
How successful are they?
Well, legacy-wise, well, no. I'm not going to, no more self-deprivation. Enough of this.
You, sir, deserve a knighthood. You're my hero.
Oh, thanks. Gosh, I'm so flattered. Well, before I can't handle any more of that, let's get the pleasantries out of the way. Mm. If you enjoy what you hear at the Mod State Podcast, head on over to Mod State. If you like what you hear at the Mod State Podcast, head over to modstate.com where you can find more op-ed and opinion pieces, as well as links to the podcasts and to our social media outlets, including Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
I didn't know if I was supposed to swear when you cleared your throat or what.
I don't know.
What is he covering for?
I just messed up, so I had to start it over again. You can obviously, the Twitter handle and the Instagram, it's at themodstate. And then I also have a separate independent Twitter handle. It's themodstate_Nate that you can find me at and just tweet all your hate my way. And I don't
care. Well, we've got a lot of good vibes lately, actually. So
I'll tell you, thanks. We had a little uptick in listenership. And
what do you mean when you talk about Restart? But I mean, hey.
I'm happy for the listeners that we have, and thanks for tuning in, and I hope we can keep it as entertaining as possible, because...
I don't know. I've never been accused of being cool.
Yeah, I suppose I haven't, as hard as I've tried.
Oh, yes!
Look, I just hope that the feedback we get is a testament to at least making some incredibly dry topics somewhat palatable. In the sense of humor or just ridiculousness in general, but
well, I mean, you're sort of a rock star in and of your own right. You know, I in and of myself a dry topic, and that's kind of a fitting parallel because you're an RFK Democrat, I'm a Nixon Republican. So, and from whence the two shall meet? Well, here we are, and sometimes if nothing else, we can try and skewer it into being something kosher. Now, you had something. Something about a man with a thing on that day, you know? Remember that topic?
Oh, yeah, I do. I think so. I think
77.
Oh, God.
You were going to tell us about something, the new paperboy.
Was it
Might have strong thrown on you got there?
Nothing about the paperboy. I'm actually not sure, entirely sure what you're talking about, to be honest.
You have
with
a
you.
Beautiful Stewie reference.
Do I have
like Stewie impersonation?
I mean Brian. Yeah, I do have a pretty good Stewie impression, but you know,
I didn't know if I was gonna have to drag it out of you like that. I'm sorry. Oh, I was hoping you catch on.
Hey Brian, how's that novel you're working on? Got a good
Good intro there. Maybe good antagonist. You know, good beginning, middle, and end. You know, like a pretty good epilogue. No, you're going to be fine. It's going to be good.
Wow.
I hope that was okay.
No. The TV show was brought home. Now, aside from me looking like an idiot there, I was throwing all kinds of show references in. You know, I haven't watched the show in 3 years, but I was throwing stuff in about, you know, Herbert the pervert when Stewie became paperboy, throwing the newspaper, tells him he has a strong throwing arm. I just look like an idiot here.
No. I got it. I was picking up what you were putting down.
Gosh. I mean, y'all look at me like I'm all crazy. I didn't start the woo-woos.
No. All right.
Tell me, did you watch that clip yet?
Which one?
Our cartoon president?
No. I have to. I heard some fairly good reviews.
It's just the Jeff Sessions part is great. Yeah, right? His little Yoda ears.
Jeff Sessions. Well.
At any rate.
Yeah, at any rate. Excuse me, I'm clearing my throat. I realized on the last podcast, I was told that I was clearing my throat quite a bit. It is seizure allergies. It's seasonal allergy time here in Colorado, so I apologize for the stuffy nose. If
you have a problem, you're drunk. We need to talk.
I'm all amped up now. So
what it is.
Boy, oh boy. All right, so topic for tonight is, you know, we've been trying to do these topic-based podcasts, but, you know, I hear you loud and clear. If you're a listener and you hit me up and it's like, I don't want to hear about the Great Plains. It's boring. I get it. But I don't think we could reasonably do a mini series on geographical regions in the United States and just keep certain topics out.
I don't know. Omaha, I mean, won Peyton Manning a couple of Super Bowls.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But overall, like, some topics can be dry. I get that. And so when I was looking for a topic to talk about tonight, it just so happens that...
So rather than dry, you'd prefer to veer into a room of Bengay and shame.
Well, no. That sounds painful, or I don't know, Bengay and shame.
But what do you think it smells like when the father one? Well, you know what? Never mind. I'm gonna stop that right there before we completely shift genres.
Okay, we're welcome to the Mod State Comedic Hour.
Well, anyway. I'm not saying that was going to be funny, but...
It was going to be something. Okay, so...
Your topic, sir.
Tariffs. Oh, my God. They're picking the topic tariffs. I am already tuning out. Yes, I realize that. However...
That'd be a good band name, you know?
The Tariffs?
Sounds like a punk band, right? Especially if you want to be a prog punk band making political statements. Of course, you'd have to hate Trump.
Yeah, you'd have to. Well... Anyone
that, everyone's saying it.
Here is my, you know what I thought for a really good band name would be, I was playing poker one night. This was months ago. I barely ever play poker, but someone said,
I had to.
What's that?
Poker, I had to. Get the slots out of your crib when you heard that one.
Yeah. Screwed me up. What was I saying? Oh yeah. Band name. This guy said, it looks like you're It looks like you're chasing straights. And I was like, that'd be a cool band name, like Nate Welling in Chasing Straights or something like that.
Yeah.
Although that could be maybe misconstrued some way. But I promise, getting through this podcast, I will be able to speak. So let's get back to tariffs.
Maybe you should drink. How is it that your guest / co-host, I guess, whatever I am at times, colorful commentator... Here I am on the North Shore of New Orleans, vodka and tow, not having these troubles, and you're subtly tober.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Struggling.
Honestly, the ultra marathon training is in full swing.
And I was in the infantry, mind you.
I know.
Four times a week, 9 mile boots and Utes runs.
I know, but I just
it didn't slow my speech.
I'm old. I can't wake up.
I'm older than you.
I know, but it must be genetics.
You shaggy hippies have some nerve.
It must be genetics.
Nah, I'm just messing with you, man. No, I seriously, it's that stuff can be exhausting. Also, you're doing so. I mean, I was at 4,500 feet, but y'all are higher than that, and it's got a lot going on too. I'm just busting you, man.
I know. No, that's a grind, man. I did a mountain trail run on Sunday. And touched up around 8,000 feet, and I mean,
you remember Uncle Rico and Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, hey, I could throw a football over that mountain over there if coach just put me in the game. You know, in fourth quarter, we'd have been state champs, no doubt. You know, that corpsman for chief had put me on patrol. There wouldn't even been a second battle of Fallujah. You know, everybody always has just the hardest regimen ever.
Yeah,
so.
Every
no, I know you're working hard, and you're working hard maintaining your crisp and beautiful
Canadian.
There's too many syllables.
Yeah, nah, we won't even.
Appearance.
We won't even. I did turn on the camera tonight, however, to just kind of get some of this YouTube stuff started.
God.
And man, I've lost some weight, which is cool, I guess. I don't know. But I got to keep on top of that. Go eat a steak or something like that. But anyway.
Keep on.
So tariffs. So tariffs. The President of the United States, President Trump, has imposed tariffs now on the Chinese nation because, and we'll get into because, but I'm just going to make a public disclaimer here. And I don't know who I'm calling out here. Maybe it's the wrong thing to do, but it seems like everyone...
Because?
Well, we'll get to the because of why he's doing it.
Because. The wonderful Wizard of Oz.
I mean, that's what people think. Because.
You just made me thunk it. Yeah,
they're just doing it. He's just doing it because, hey, it's protectionism and nationalism, and we're going to bring back domestic jobs and fire up the coal factories and fire up the steel and aluminum smelters and just get after it. When it seems to not be quite that case.
Smelters?
Yeah, smelters. That's what
sounds terrible. I mean, Jesus.
It sounds like that's not a place that I want to work. Is a place that has smelters.
That doesn't even sound attractive.
No, it sounds.
Don't bring that back. That's not going to make us great again.
That sounds like 1910.
I'm sorry, sir. My third shift at the mine just ended before my 10th birthday. May I have another?
When I think of smelters, all I can think about is the book. The Jungle, and it was written by
Oliver Twist.
No, not Oliver Twist, but who,
no, but that's what it makes me think of some poor kid.
Exactly.
Tiny Tim music playing.
Who wrote The Jungle? Oh, God. Well, who cares?
The Tiger. Tony the Tiger wrote it.
No, Tony the Tiger did not write The Jungle.
I guarantee you, if you tweet that, he will be the author within 4 years. It's going to become commonplace happenstance. That's the way this world works now. You know?
I will perpetuate that rumor that Tony the Tiger.
Al Gore invented aluminum foil and the internet, after all.
He did invent the internet. So I guess Tony the Tiger. All right. Before we move on, I have got to figure out who. I'm not going to because, yes, written by. Yes, it was Upton Sinclair. That's who wrote it. It was on the tip of my tongue. Anyway, so my disclaimer here is that most people don't really think about a tariff or imports and exports until someone like Donald Trump steps up and said, hey, we're going to impose an import tariff. We're going to impose a tariff on a country on our.
Nobody would even care if Donald Trump wasn't president.
I tend to think so, but we tend to go down this rabbit hole that there is a worst case scenario if we employ any of these measures that he's putting in place, these executive orders. I'm not coming to the defense of the president.
We're all mad around here.
We are all mad. You know, obviously, you brought this up in precast. I do believe that the implementation of these tariffs has to do with pandering to a base, to bring domestic jobs back. To bring domestic industry back to the United States.
That's only one side of the coin.
It is.
Also swinging the other way with the pendulum is every president does that. And this isn't knocking. I mean, George Washington advocated for no political parties. That's not realistic, okay?
Yeah.
But, I mean, President Obama did that.
Yes.
I'm not going to sit here and recite all the times he did it. George W. Bush did it. Okay? Nixon and Kennedy did it in their respective times. So it's not that in and of itself is wrong. And frankly, yes, it's kind of, American companies argued when President Obama enforced tariff, it was a pseudo tariff regarding construction firm or firms that the government bought supplies, manufacturing supplies to rebuild in Afghanistan and Iraq. Oh,
okay,
from,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So President Obama, I'm sorry, I know I just butchered that. You're like, what are you talking about?
No, yeah,
so,
I caught it.
Anyway, it was called an export tax.
Yes.
Because it hurt our companies.
Yes.
Okay, so say Trump says, we're going to put a tariff on cars from China, right? Just an example. So then China says, oh yeah, we'll put a tariff on Ford, GM and Chrysler. So it does, they cancel each other out, but Trump gets to say, you see what I did for you guys? It's unbelievable. I mean, really brilliant.
Which is like not
inherently. Sorry, I just killed that.
No, it's not inherently true because what we're talking about here is like $50 to $60 billion worth
of. Nobody knows what I was talking about.
No, I know what you're talking about. I'm tracking. I mean, it is this canceling out. China came out and said,
let's just start over.
It's all right. Ready? 1, 2, 3. All right, we're live. The reason behind this. So we'll give a little history lesson here because I thought this was interesting. So we think about post World War II, we became a rather free trade country. The reason that we were free trade post World War II was because there were no countries to trade with. The World War II had just happened, and there was real no need to impose any tariffs at the time, and it wouldn't have done anything for any of these countries trying to rebuild. If we look back to the inception of our country, the second Declaration of Independence was actually a tariff. It was a way to create true independence from Britain and to spur domestic growth and building within the United States as a new country. It was actually enacted by Alexander Hamilton as George Washington was the president at the time. I get it.
Damn right.
I get it. It's history. And maybe that was important for that time versus now. Of note as well, Abraham Lincoln was a huge anti-free trade president as well. He wound up imposing a 44% tariff on imports so that he could subsidize the railroad, which actually made this country from, Transcontinental Railroad.
I think all that time he was hunting vampires.
I know, hunting vampires. Well, he was also levying 44% taxes on imports and also to protect industry during the Civil War.
So, also kicking the living dog shit out of the South, but who's keeping count?
Well, that happened. some things around
that too.
Yeah, some things around tariffs as well. The idea of imposing a tariff is that domestic producers gain. Some economists will argue that domestic consumers then pay more for those products. The government also will be able to gain more taxes off domestic production. So
this is very simple, okay?
Please, yeah, you are the economist.
You've got this, okay? If you're a corporation, and if anybody, be it the government at any level, society in general, if they make it harder, if they make the rules so that it costs more for you to produce a good, guess who, regardless whether it's insurance, the federal government, local, civic, whatever, guess who's going to pay the difference? The consumer.
Yeah.
Okay, if the costs go up, the goods are still going to be here. Okay, and you're still going to be able to get whatever it is you want in this market, no matter what. I promise everybody that.
Yeah.
You will just pay the difference.
Exactly. There's people point to different places in history or in the world where tariffs have been implemented and it has created unrest. I think in the 70s there was a beef tariff in Chile, which actually incited like public riot from beef that was imported from Argentina. And the other thing they point to is that, we're going to create this global trade war, a beef tariff. I realized as I said that, should I said cattle tariff?
That's great.
A meat tariff? I don't know. It all sounds, it's all a horrific, horrific example.
That's even better.
A meat tariff.
Ooh. All right. I needed that.
What?
That was a good one.
We're
Let's talk about your meat.
Okay. Sheriff. So,
what put that? I know what you're getting.
Yeah. What the hell was I talking about? I forgot. Man, I got all sidelined.
That's great, dude.
Okay. This minus that equals that meat tariff. All right.
Continue. I'm sorry.
I don't even know where to keep going with this.
Chile.
Chile.
South America.
Yeah.
Meat tariff. I got this.
I mean, I tell you what, man, you put a tariff, you impose a tariff on that meat and people will go crazy. So, let that be a lesson. Okay.
No,
so
let's delve back into that. I apologize. We'll cut like 15, 20 seconds of laughing out. We're good.
No, we keep it. No, I think it's just as an example, you know, people are pointing to this decision by the president, that will, you know, create a global trade war, which China has come out and said, look, a trade war, no one wins. And quite frankly, in the dark recesses of the government that we don't know about, there isn't really a whole lot of politics, no one wants a trade war. I don't even think within the inner circle of Donald Trump's administration, people want a trade war. It is probably pandering to a base. And more than that, I make like a gay Donald Trump. Sad.
You do really reframe the issue. You make him not only tangerine, but, you know, he leans.
Yeah.
He's a lean tangerine, if you know what I mean. Mm.
So Donald Trump's other...
Don't you patronize me with any courtesy laughs.
Donald Trump has another agenda here with these tariffs. And I don't know if this is a front for it or if it's a justification to do this. I mean, it is a justification to do it. However, I don't know if it packages it up and makes it look prettier.
I don't know if his package measures up.
Meat and packages.
Nobody even knows what he's saying.
No one knows what he's saying. But I do get a little bit of what he's saying. Okay, so he says...
This is the greatest episode ever.
We had to ride the high of the porn star. Where you could not have.
You're riding the meat and package, dude. You just—that's the coup de grace.
I'm not gonna win, man. It's
no. You really have made my night complete.
Good. This is what happens when I do podcasts. When I'm like, all right, I'm exhausted, but
I'm not sure that's the only issue here.
It's not the only issue. It is not the only issue.
And I do apologize.
Nah. You're a beautiful Cheshire cat tonight, my friend. So the other reason that he's imposing this tariff is for a 7th-month investigation into intellectual property theft from China. Now, I know some people who have done business in China. I don't have a source here to post in a show note, but there are.
But you had a rather extensive academic relationship with a young lady there for quite a while in Shanghai, no?
Yes, if that's what you want to call it. Yes, I had correspondence.
I feel like that's the most apropos way to explain your dialogue.
It is very apropos. That it absolutely is. But I did...
You absconded.
Yes, absconded.
With heart.
Yes, indeed. But when you go to China and begin a business there or a business venture in China, a lot of the time in the contracts that are signed with these companies, or, you know, if you're a middleman, if you're doing investments in China, a lot of the time they'll put in those contracts that they will take a bit of your intellectual property, and they're not going to, the idea is that they use it in the future to be able to build industry in China and use that. So you called it really well in the precast. It really is a admissions fee. And if you're willing to give that up to do business there, then that is just the price that you're going to have to pay.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to pay, I mean, it wouldn't be buyer's remorse, it would be seller's remorse, but I mean, the song remains the same.
Exactly.
If that's in the contract, that's what you agreed to do. Hey, it's just like the guy that invented Pac-Man, made the first Pac-Man, and then I believe he was paid precisely $1,000 per his contract. I guess he thought down the road, because it was a huge success, or I think it was $3,000, but regardless, he thought he was going to get some sort of commission down the road, and in disgust, he left the video game industry and never made another game. Well, that's what you agreed to.
Yeah.
Now, should Namco have maybe thought, you know, let's sling him something extra? But
nope.
They didn't do anything.
Yeah. Oh, well, we lost you.
So then. That's what you agreed to. Yeah. So,
yeah. And in that way, I don't think this is what, or I know this is not what Donald Trump is alluding to. I mean, it is sort of unfair leverage. I don't see why American companies couldn't do it to Chinese companies here, but I don't think the Chinese are doing quite the same business investments here in the United States as we are in China. I think a lot of what happens in the United States with Chinese investments are real estate and in banking investments and stuff like that. So in that case, part of this tariff through this next 7 months, from what I understand, is that they're also going to impose some investment restrictions as well. And, you know, for the most part, I think most Americans can kind of get behind that if it, well, can get on top of that, can get on board with that, because it really is, protecting American land. I don't know. I don't necessarily have a huge problem with that, but I guess maybe if there was an intense retaliation from the Chinese government.
But the media is not, correct?
So I don't know how much.
By and large, regardless of motivation, the media, the mainstream media, is in opposition to this.
Yeah. Yes. But by and large, I think most people are, because they don't want to see a global trade war, which I sort of raise an eyebrow and say,
Or is it because they hate Donald Trump?
I think it probably has to do more with disliking the current leader of the United States.
Well, hate's a very strong word.
Yes. But. Well, hate, whatever. I mean, there's quite a few people that
would use that. Hate is a bit strong. But
I think there's a few people that would echo that.
Like I've said before, though, I mean, he could have the cure to cancer.
I know.
On a flash drive, and somebody would find a way to crap on it. So, and I'm being serious. You know, anybody that has listened to this podcast for any extended period of time, I've had a very honest perspective on this. All right. He wasn't my first or third choice, regardless. But he is, as you and I both swore an oath and know about, he is the president of the United States. So I'm going to give him a chance. And I hope, for the country's sake, he's a success. All right. But there's a certain amount of, it doesn't matter what he says or what he does, that's good. And I get it. He's easy fodder for comedy, but in this case, people that don't even know what a tariff is, they're tuning in to Trevor Noah and John Oliver going, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Get him.
You know, though, when you break down, like, again, we're talking about $50 to $60 billion worth of imports. China has sort of countered, you know, this happened in China, was the government or the ministry there, it was like, nope, we'll retaliate, as any country would do. They did come out, like I said before, and said, this is not good for anyone. And their tariff imposition was, I think, on pork and American steel to the tune of like $3 billion. So we're not talking about, I mean, when it comes to the overall GDP of the United States being like $24 trillion per year, this is chump change. But, you know, people say, is this a good look? Is this what we need to do?
It's Trump change.
It's Trump change. Is it a good look? I don't know. It seems like small, you know, it seems sort of insignificant in the grand scheme of things. I think viscerally, my gut reaction is that if this wasn't tied to the investigation of intellectual property theft, I may have more of an issue with it, because when it comes to, let's say, steel and aluminum tariffs, look, we're going to bring back manufacturing. I think
W did to Canada.
Yeah. You and I have voiced this opinion over and over. We don't need to reopen coal mines. We don't need to fire up the smelters. Like, we need renewable resources. But
I don't like it.
I know. So the reality of creating domestic growth in industry here again is it is really not attainable, because the infrastructure that we have to build this industry again, the steel industry and the aluminum industry, we're talking, let's go back to the Rust Belt. You can look at that episode that we did weeks ago. The infrastructure is not there. It's not like technology has moved so far along since the 80s and the 90s that you don't, and industry leaders have said this many times in interviews, it's not like we just go back, flip the lights on, turn on the machines, and we start to kick out an aluminum steel. It doesn't work that way. Literally, a lot of these factories really need to be knocked down and just built from the ground up again. So if...
Before the mockery gets too thick, however, bear in mind that 25 plus year old Nintendo Entertainment consoles and SNESs were best selling items on Amazon for Christmas.
Although,
just a thought there.
I'll take that, but I'll counter with a crumbling steel plant. Maybe not, might not have the same allure.
What I mean is, before you discount out of hand the possibility of resurrecting something, that's more what I was getting at.
Fair enough. And look, I would probably take more.
Now, I don't want any. I think Cole is a loser.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that to insult anybody. I want, as I've expressed before, there's a way. We have a mixed capitalist system. Accept it.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I
think there's a way to position ourselves to help those industries, to help those areas, the people. That's the most important thing here, the people
yes.
we're talking about. All right. And I am deeply sorrowful for the. I mean, let's face it, those same areas, and I don't think it's a coincidence, is where the epidemic and the opioid crisis is going on.
Well, of course. I mean, nothing against those people, but there's nothing there. There's no,
I wouldn't want to feel that.
No, nor would I. I mean, it's desolate.
I don't blame them.
It's a loss of identity. I mean, of course. And
it's a loss of self. I mean, we saw it with the Wounded Warriors.
Yeah. Oh.
So, I mean, I'm not judging them. I'm saying there's something that... And President Trump spoke to them.
Yes.
He identified with them, sure. But whether they identified with him in reality yeah. is irrelevant. The fact is, his opponent didn't even bother.
Yeah.
That's why he's there. So that said, I do realize the gravity of this. I just am not sure that this is entirely the way to go about it in retrospect. However, again, it's going to be negated. It's a minute
yeah.
amount. I mean, remember that our GDP is essentially yeah. the same size. Our country's total output is essentially the same size as our $20 trillion national debt.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
We are the greatest economic force this solar system has ever seen.
The solar, yes. Yes, and that's... important to note that there are no more GDPs and within our solar system that we know of. But
okay, our nation
thank
spends
you,
yes. as much as the next 9-10.
Yes.
To include Russia and China,
mm-hmm.
France, Germany,
India.
And Britain
yeah.
on their defense budget. So I'm pointing
yeah.
out, I said solar system just so I could make it clear.
Yes.
Our superiority at this point is not in doubt.
Nope. Not at all.
Okay.
And
it's something
yeah.
that we can address.
And I might take more opposition with this if it wasn't packaged up with the intellectual property theft part of it.
So you have a problem with that?
No, I really don't have a problem with the intellectual property theft. I think it is an issue. I've always...
I'm going to give you a chance to rephrase. You just said you don't have a problem with intellectual property theft.
I have a problem with intellectual
okay.
property
right.
theft. Therefore, I don't have as much of a problem with this tariff with that attached to it.
Okay.
If that was
all
not
right.
I wanted
you to clarify.
Yeah, if that was not attached to it, I would have more of an issue because, like you and I have talked about on this podcast numerous times, we can't regress back to these industries. It is a dying industry, and we need to accept when it is, when there is another industry like renewable resource industry when it comes to wind power, solar power, where we could reinvigorate these areas through the manufacturing of these goods or the just, you know, getting the jobs and working towards our infrastructure when it comes to renewable resources.
Well,
again.
So you, just two questions.
Okay.
So you acknowledge that for the most part, the mainstream media is simply piling on here, that this is in reality much ado about nothing, but this is, notwithstanding, a great opportunity to pile on President
yeah.
Donald J. Trump.
Dump
yes.
on Trump. Yep. Yes, I
okay.
do. I do acknowledge that. I think anytime you see the stock market react negatively to an executive order, it's more fuel for the fire. The Dow Jones did drop 3% today because of this sort of hypothetical, well, maybe not hypothetical, but this idea that there could be a global trade war. But look, the stock market drops and rises because someone farts wrong in the wind. Like that's just what happens. It will turn around. But I do see that the media, the mainstream media, is doing or taking these certain topics in executive orders and using it as a way to, you know, I guess just report negatively on the president. Again, I don't really necessarily agree, especially in the context of steel and aluminum, that that's what the tariff should be. It's hard for me to take a stance on free trade versus tariffs. I think it becomes very specific. And in this case, the fact that the intellectual property theft is the reason for the tariffs, the main reason, maybe it's not, but it is a piece of it, I'm more on board with it. And, but I'm not for a nationalistic protectionism type stance. I believe that America first is involves moving our allies forward and progressing this world forward. Maybe that's more of a, dare I say, globalist approach to this, but that maybe.
And on that note, I didn't know that that became a slur. Apparently it is.
Apparently globalist is a slur.
Which I'm pretty pro-Israel and pro-Jew.
Does it hurt? I mean, does that like, I mean, you have some Jewish heritage. Like, is that?
I have no idea. I'm being serious. I'm completely ignorant. Maybe I need to ask. I mean, my mother is like a quarter, if not more. So maybe I need to ask. I don't know.
I mean, when you create,
at this point, though, I would have heard, right?
Well, when you create a definition for something, you can inherently make a negative definition for a word. But global, I mean, does that mean that you're?
I guess it refers to banking and.
Yeah, I guess that's what I heard.
All bankers are Jewish. I mean, that's the trope. I'm not saying that's the case.
I mean, that doesn't elude me. But I think to me, when I think of a globalist, I mean, is that like global perspective thinking? Because is that bad? I don't know.
I don't know. Regardless, I mean, I understand and I respect the nation's ability to protect their economy. I find this a little disingenuous, though, because in the mainstream media, you have this, well, because the stock market is, I mean, it's just set record after record, and they can't scramble over each other quickly enough to say that, well, he's benefiting from the Obama recovery. Well, nobody said that in the luxury media when Clinton benefited from the Reagan era tax cuts, okay? Everybody wants to remember the 90s, and they parallel it with Clinton. Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, I would just posit that for them. But
sure.
In reality, I think presidents have a lot less to do with the economy. I mean, sure, of course, tax cuts matter.
Well, yeah. That's
notwithstanding, but that's something the legislature had to do.
Yeah, that's a George Friedman kind of theory that presidents really sort of ride this wave. And they have.
I'm not saying they have no impact.
No, and I don't think he would make that argument either.
He could have vetoed the legislation.
Yeah, absolutely.
At his peril. But
yeah,
I think the Federal Reserve obviously has more of an impact. But, you know, my first question to you was it based on, you know, was this just simply hatred of Trump?
I think more or less. I think mostly. Although I think if you really have an economic mind and you are against tariffs and you're more for free trade, then you can make a fairly articulate argument as to why it's negative. But I think, again, like you said, if the guy could have the cure for AIDS, but people will still find a reason to hate him, I think it's just a way to pile on. And again, I'm not trying to sit here being some sort of Trump supporter, but look, I mean, I try to find the silver lining in everything.
Well, I mean, that leads into the second question. I mean, what impact on the everyday American is this having? I mean, I know it's fun to pile on this guy and to say this, that, or the other. But beyond the fact that we don't like him, how does this impact us negatively?
So there, I mean, with economic theory, there is a way that this could negatively impact
America. I understand very well in theory.
But, you know... Unless it gets
to... We're not in a classroom here, though.
Exactly. I mean, the economic theory is that consumers will pay more for products, and that, you know, that could be a reality. But from this...
Right, but which products are we talking about? That 50 to 60 billion, you just said pork. So what are we talking about, 25 cents more when we go to the all-you-can-eat buffet?
Well, I mean, when you're talking about aluminum and steel, that's more for beer cans. That's more for...
Right, but you referenced pork specifically as being part of this.
But that is the import tariff that China is imposing on the United States. So that would directly.
Oh, so that's American piggies.
Yeah, that's American piggies going to China. So that.
Well, we need our bacon to be had by others. Let me tell you, that's a very great thing about being Christian is you can eat bacon.
Needs to eat more bacon. That's it. So that's the. We'll wrap up here. Everyone just needs to know. Public service announcement. There's going to be American piggy tariffs in China. Eat more bacon. That's it.
Shalom bacon.
Mm-hmm. And that is going to be the title of the podcast episode, Eat More Bacon. Well, look.
I guess we've done it now.
Yeah, I think we've done it. So, look, let's not beat
don't divorce me.
No, never, never. Hey, shh, that's a secret.
James.
As always, my friends, thank you for tuning into the Mod State Podcast. We really appreciate your listenership. My worship. Sounds like I've been drinking.
You sound like Richard Nixon. With full minus, I tell you that to the man.
As always, my friend, it's a great honor and privilege to do this with you, and look forward to many more. So I hope that everyone does have a fantastic weekend, and it is getting warmer here in Colorado, so I'll certainly be out running and thinking about all of you as you're listening to this podcast. So with that, my friend,
au revoir.
We'll see you.